On the one hand, a baseline 10% tariff on EU imports to the United States. On the other hand, a threat of 200% tariffs on drug imports. The world of Donald Trump can be difficult to decipher, and separating threat and deal-making from reality equally hard to fathom. Yesterday, the US president said he's probably 2 days off from sending the EU a letter disclosing the tariff rate on their imports to the US. He indicated the EU is playing nice. But then, on pharma, he said this.
We'll be announcing something very soon on pharmaceuticals. We're going to give people about a year and a half to come in. And after that, they're going to be tariffed if they have to bring the pharmaceuticals into the country, the drugs and other things into the country. They're going to be tariffed at a very, very high rate, like 200%. We'll give them a certain period of time to get their act together. But they were all here. Now they all left. They went to other places because we allowed people that sat in this room allowed it to happen.
Bad news, perhaps, for Ireland. Now, the new August 1st deadline out from today. President Trump says that's firm, but not 100%. Olaf Gill is European Commission spokesperson for trade and security. He's on the line, and good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
What's the European Union understanding of the current state of the trade talks with the United States?
Look, I think you put it very well in your intro there. I mean, there's a lot of confusion to try to decipher. We're in the mode of trying to focus on, you know, what the Americans actually say in our negotiations. So right now, I'll give you a factual overview of where we stand. So the EU Trade Commissioner, Mara Šefčovič, was in Washington, D.C. last week. Made good progress on a number of files that we've been discussing with the U.S. in the context of trying to find an agreement. In principle, on Friday, the same man consulted closely with EU member states, including Ireland, to kind of take the temperature of what the capitals were thinking as regards where we should take the negotiations. There was a phone call between President von der Leyen, the European Commission President, and President Trump on Sunday. Following that, there was another consultation with member states on Monday. So we really have been very scrupulously consulting with our member states to ensure that we're all on the same page here. Talks are continuing. The deadline that was originally set for the 9th of July by the Americans for reaching deals, as you mentioned, has been pushed to the 1st of August. So right now we're simply trying to continue the intensive negotiations we had with the Americans that we were, you know, that were building up towards the 9th of July deadline. And ideally, we'd still like to get something over the line as soon as possible, well before the 1st of August.
OK, you called it yourself a sorry saga. Can you put figures on it for me?
No, I can't. Not at this stage. I'm not going to do that. What I can tell you is that the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is going to give a speech to the European Parliament in Strasbourg in about an hour, where she'll present a more detailed state of play. I can't preempt what she's going to say, but I mean, it's essentially going to be a variation of what I've just told you, that we are, you know, trying to really, you know, kind of unclutter the picture here in our dealings with the US and focus on the talks. We have made good progress on a number of files, and we are consulting with our member states so that they are on board with what we're doing, and we're trying to reach an agreement that will, you know, cause the minimum amount of damage and allow us to have some sort of certainty going forward for businesses, for traders, and for our consumers.
You can't put figures on it for me, but can you at least tell us if we're talking about an interim, if what you're hoping for is an interim deal out of August the 1st leading into continuing negotiations, is that, and that interim deal being the 10% maintenance on through until there's a final deal at some point in the future?
That's broadly correct. I mean, I'm not going to put a figure on, you know, what could be included in the first stage, i.e. an agreement in principle, but that is what we're now working towards. So with an agreement in principle, we would have, you know, some sort of certainty for the general trading picture and for our businesses. And then we would look sector by sector to try and find better outcomes, you know, along with our member states and talking to our businesses. So that's essentially where we're at. We're trying to get this agreement in principle over the line, and then, you know, and then have the possibility to look sector by sector on where we go next.
All right, Olaf Gill, thank you very much for joining us this morning. 24 minutes past 7.